Good afternoon, everybody. Injury-wise, Jared has lower back spasms, so we'll have to do an MRI just to make sure there's nothing else going on there. And we should have him for the ball game. Shouldn't be a problem with that. John Sullivan has a rib contusion. Should be fine as we prepare for the ball game. Other than that, we should be pretty good. Really don't have much new news regarding Percy. He did a little bit with our trainer today. We'll learn a little bit more as the week goes on. Hopefully we can get him back, but there's no certainty there, obviously. The good news is we're relatively healthy for the most part. Looked at the tape with our staff, went through it. Very, very difficult loss for our football team. Had some golden opportunities to do better and to find a way to get a W, and we didn't. It's hard to win when you finish minus in the turnover battle again like we did on the road. It continues to show up. We're just not at a point where we can overcome some of those turnovers, especially in the scoring zone. There were some other things we could have done better, but at the end of the day, turnovers are a big deal. And being efficient in third down, doing well in 2-minute red zone, all those things are important. But in our business, overcoming turnovers can be tough based on who your team is. So many great things that happened with Adrian and our offensive line, the way they performed. Just an incredible effort by Adrian. But for our team not to win, you know, Adrian will be the first to tell you. I mean, it's something that we went into that game hoping that we'd be able to do is come away with a win and at the same time being able to see him have a great day. And we didn't get that done. So.
You're obviously preaching patience with Ponder. A lot of fans have lost patience. Do you have anything you can say to these fans to kind of ease their stress?
Well, you know, when you are in a business where you're judged by results, and results for us are based on wins and losses, when you come up short, I mean, that does create some frustration. But we do have confidence that Christian will continue to get better. You know, that was a tough day at times for him yesterday. We've got to keep doing the things that are necessary to help him to improve as a quarterback, surrounding him with the right people, putting him in situations to be successful. We think he's more than capable of being successful. He showed it early in the season. He's played some consistent football for us, and we got to get him back to playing that way, playing winning football. And we think he's capable of getting that done, and we're going to need it for sure this coming weekend.
You mentioned yesterday after the game that part of the passing struggles are not pulling the trigger when guys are open. When you went back and looked on film, what are you seeing in that department?
There was a little hesitation at times. You know, sometimes you got to throw the ball when guys come out of their breaks. In our league, it's not very often guys are going to be wide open. So when we say throw it on time means, you know, when a guy comes out of his break, deliver the football. And you've got to be able to make that decision whether or not you can get it in there or not. And if you end up holding it a little bit longer, in our league, guys are good enough to close if you do that. So when I say throw the ball on time, that's part of it. You know, when my back foot hits my drop point, get the football out, go through your progressions, do the things that are necessary to be a real good NFL quarterback.
What do you think is causing that hesitation?
A number of things. I mean, sometimes tight coverage. You just got to continue to play with great confidence and believe in what you're doing, the techniques you worked on in practice, and have confidence that you can go through your progressions and you can make the plays, whether it be your receivers or your offensive line, just believing they're going to do their jobs, and then I just have to do my job.
Is there any sense of lack of confidence in him at all? Do you notice that now in Christian?
I think he's still a very confident quarterback, Charlie, I really do. We just got to get him to the point where we're making some of those plays that we know he's capable of making. But he's not the only one. There were a few of the opportunities we had that we didn't take advantage of. But in our business, so much falls on the quarterback's shoulder. I mean, he's the guy who gets a lot of accolades when your team wins, and he gets a lot of blame when your team loses. But there's some things he can do better, and he knows that.
Is there a way to measure how much, with Percy Harvin, how much his loss has meant to you in these last two losses? Is there a way to do anything tangible that you could – do you win with – would you have won with him, do you think, or –
It's hard to say. I think we're a better team when he's on the football field for obvious reasons. I mean, what he gives us as a kickoff returner, I mean, it's hard to replace that, what he does for us as a slot receiver. And hopefully at some point we'll get him back. But I can't say we would have won or lost based on his being there or not being there. Just know we're a better team when he's on the field for us.
Is there any point considered replacing your quarterback?
What did you say? Was there
switching quarterback?
I didn't really consider that. It hasn't come up at any point this season where I thought we needed to pull him out of a game. That hasn't occurred. You know, we're always trying to get the best out of all of our players, and you need the quarterback position to play well in order to win in our league. It's rare that you can win in our league when you don't get good production out of that position. There are times you can overcome it, but in general, that's not the case. But at this point, I mean, Christian's done a good job on occasion. We've got to get him to consistently do well. And as I mentioned before, no time bigger than now.
I've seen you make some changes at safety, at right guard a few times during games to get some different looks. Is there something philosophically with the quarterback position that you just want continuity there, which precludes you from wanting to make a change?
I think there's something there, John, where, in my mind, you don't want to get into a situation where you're not sure who your number one is. We believe that Christian is our number one, and we've gone through off-season training camp, during the season now. That being said, if things get to a point where your number one is really costing you some situations that could preclude winning, you do have to do what's best for the football team. That's always the case. It's always about what's best for the team. And up to this point, you know, I felt it's been best for our team that Christian remained our number one quarterback, and I still feel that way. But every position, you need those guys to continue to progress and continue to improve, and he knows that as well as every position on our team.
How much does Joe Webb's development factor into that? I mean, is there a lack of confidence in him to be able to come in and get the job done? Or
we think Joe can do it. I mean, we think he's a quality quarterback. He's our backup now, but if he had to step in and play, we have confidence he'd do a good job. But we do have confidence that Christian is going to, you know, play better. He knows he has to in order for us to win. But Joe, we think he's very capable. That's why we kept him on the roster and kept him in the spot that he's in. And we know if necessary, he'd be able to help us.
Third, I feel like you're, I don't know if wasting is the right word, but you have probably the best running back in football, and you have a good running game, and you have a pretty good defense, and your special teams are fine. It's just that passing game. Do you feel like you're kind of wasting this opportunity when the passing game isn't working?
Well, in our league, you know, you need to be able to throw the football and take advantage of these rule changes. That's a big deal. And as well as we're running the football, you'd think we'd be a little bit more productive, you know, throwing the ball. And we'll keep working on it. And we've got to find a way to create some balance. It's hard to get done what you want to get done if you're very one-dimensional. It just makes it a little bit easier for opposing defenses.
Besides injury, that would get you to make a move at quarterback?
Well, this is a performance-based business, so performance matters. And, you know, it's a process, though. And from my vantage point, I always have to consider where Christian is in his development and what the expectations are for him. And he knows what those expectations are. We'll continue to monitor his development and how he's progressing. But it's an ongoing process. And he's in his second season. He's made some progress along the way. He's had some moments where I think we all would agree he has to play better. And we're looking for that to happen over the course of this week leading up to this next ball game.
Is there any sense that a guy in Christian's situation maybe could benefit from taking a step back, maybe just clearing his head and kind of watching for a little bit and then going back to him?
I don't know at this stage, Ryan, if that would be the best thing. He needs to play, and not only for experience, but for our continuing to evaluate where he is as a quarterback in his second season. So I don't know if it's the wise thing to do to have him to sit and watch, say, Joe. I mean, that's our backup quarterback. What he would learn from Joe, I don't know what that would be right now. He needs to be out there playing and playing well for our football team, and he will. You know, have complete confidence that he'll have a good week of practice. He'll go out there and he'll do a good job on Sunday. He has to in order for us to have success.
Unless you've had been big on accountability since you've took over this job. Do you have any concerns that you might send a mixed message to other guys in the locker room when you stick with Christian through a game when he's really struggling like you did yesterday?
It's a good question, John. It's a good one. And I've thought about that a lot because when you're struggling at a position, the guys know, you know how we've talked about everybody doing their jobs and why it's important for us to have success. And you don't want to send mixed messages at any position. And it's important that all the positions, you know, do their jobs and function well. And the quarterback position is always, you know, under that bright light. You know, we believe that Christian's going to continue to develop and grow and be the quarterback we all expect him to be. That being said, there's a lot riding on this next ball game for our football team. And I'm sure there are a lot of guys looking and wondering if we can, you know, get it done under the current situation. I believe we can. I believe we'll play better, not only at the quarterback position, but in other positions as well. We'll need to as a team. But your question is a good one.
How much is this, do the receivers hold in this? What's their stake? Because the last time you played the Bears, I remember one series where you had a third and long and hit the guy right in the numbers and yeah. It bounced off his chest. I mean, the receivers, how much do you see them playing a role in this?
They have an important role. I mean, they've got to get open. They've got to make the catch when the opportunity comes. And the example you gave, I mean, we had a number of drop balls in that Chicago ball game, and it wasn't all just on Christian to get some completions. So it's a combination of protection along with guys getting open and then making catches when they have an opportunity and the quarterback being able to deliver the football. That's part of having a good passing game. So our receivers know that. Our quarterback knows it. Our offensive line knows it. Now we've got to find a way to be more productive in the passing game.
Is it next to impossible to win an NFL game with having the ball only 20 minutes?
I don't know if it's next to impossible. It's all about, Larry, being efficient with your possessions. I had a coach remind me of this a number of years ago. It's so important that you understand what it means to be efficient with your possessions. You may get, say, 7 possessions in a game. And in general, most teams are going to get the same number of possessions. But it's what are you doing with your possessions? Are you kicking field goals, punt, or are you scoring touchdowns with your possessions? So the most important thing is, you know, how well are we functioning with the possessions that we get? And that's what we got to do a better job of. And vice versa. On defense, you know, you got to figure out a way on third down to get off the field. But to stay on the field, you need to convert third downs. And even if you are having success on first and second down, let's get touchdowns. Because if they're able to hold us to field goals and they're scoring touchdowns, it's a problem because the possessions usually balance themselves out. It's how efficient you are with the football.
Do you have to work on Christian's mind? I mean, there are times he seems to take a bad play and it goes into the next series. I mean, do you address that with him? Do you talk to him about body language and things like that?
Oh, yeah, we do, Joe. You know, we talk with him about it from the day we draft him, about how other guys feed off of that body language and the energy that he brings to the huddle, as well as what happens after adversity when he comes to the sideline. So we talk to him about it all the time. Our coaches are reminding him of it. It's important. Our players really feed off of that position for obvious reasons. So it's a big deal.
The coverage looks you were seeing yesterday, receivers don't get it their first reception until under 4 minutes to go in the game. What do they need to be doing better throughout the day yesterday to be a bigger factor?
Well, they played a lot of man coverage, some 3 deep, and it wasn't complicated what they were doing. We we just got to do a better job at times of finding ways to win in one-on-one situations, but also when a guy has created some separation, Dan, you know, get the football to him on time. And we had some occasions where we didn't create separation like we needed to, like we thought we would going into the game, and there were other times where we had that separation and, you know, we didn't get the ball there in a timely fashion, and it cost us. So I think we just got to keep working at it. I don't think the coverages are going to change a whole lot going forward with the way we're running the ball. There's going to be a lot of single high coverage, and we got to find a way to win against that between the quarterback, the receivers, and the protection.
At this point in the season, is there much you can do to get more production from that wide receiver core? And what can you do?
Well, we think we have some guys that are capable of creating some separation, and we'll continue to schematically, as coaches, try to find ways to scheme coverages if we can and get some guys some open looks. But we have to get it done. It's so much at stake. We have to find a way to get it done. And we have to work at it and as coaches and as players and find a way to get it done. It's not like at this time of the year somebody's going to drop a special guy, you know, in your lap. It's just not the case.
That's two more.
Everybody has home field advantage. How do you think the Metrodome stacks up to the other home field advantages in the league?
I think we have the best, and that's one of the reasons I'm excited about this game at Mall of America Field on Sunday. I really do. I think the fact that we're going to be playing in front of our fans, it gives me energy just thinking about, you know, what that noise factor will mean for our football team on Sunday. You know, we've done pretty good at home this season, and to play in front of our fans, you know, deriving energy from our fans on Sunday will be a big deal towards our success as well. So to answer your question, I think we have the best home field advantage in the NFL, and we got to prove that on this Sunday.
On the flip side, the record is completely opposite on the road. Why doesn't it carry on to the road?
Well, there are some things that happen at home that really help you, as I mentioned, being able to feed off the energy of the fans. And in our case, if you look at the numbers, you can point back to this, Mark. Look at our turnover differential on the road. We're not a good enough team right now to win in minor situations. We're not.
Well, why is that? Why do you think you fight it? There's more turnovers on the road? What does it mean? Just the noise is just causing chaos in the mind. You're not focusing? Or why is there more?
I think it's a little bit of our not executing as well on the road as we have at home, and some of that is the advantage of playing at home. We got to find a way to be able to execute on the road as well as we have at home, and that will come as we mature as a team and we get better as a team, but we haven't gotten there yet. That's obvious with our record on the road. We're not executing as well on the road as we have at home this season.
Being a young team and kind of fighting through, learning how to win on the road?
Some of it is. You know, the mistakes we made yesterday, I don't know if it was just necessarily the fact that we're a young team. It just, we got to do better. You know, if we can play as hard as we're playing and we can play a clean game on the road, I'd like to see how we finish, if that's the case. We haven't done that yet. I think maybe the Detroit game was the closest to that, but yet we won with special teams as much as anything on that day. So I'd like to see us play a clean game on the road and see how we stack up once that's done. So, all right. All right.